This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today we're going to be taking a look at some TikToks. This is always interesting for me to do. Sometimes we find some hidden gems in here, but regardless, there is always a lesson to be learned and always a more mature and healthy way to approach a lot of these. So I'm not even going to say anything else. Let's get into it.
This is a shame.
Six figures. I ain't going to argue about no Birkin bag.
A Birkin bag is how much? $30,000? Minimum?
Depends on which
minimum.
One.
So you think that I'm about to meet you today? I literally just met you today, and I'm gonna buy you a $30,000 bag. And I ain't got to know you or nothing. You ain't even, it's like, damn, maybe let's start out, let's go on a date. You know what I'm saying?
There's guys who've done it before.
I'm not them guys, though.
I like nice things. Ooh. I like going to eat at nice places. I like to take nice trips. I like to be treated nicely.
So that's what it will take for me to fuck with you?
Yes.
And what if I can't provide that? Or what if I don't want to?
Then I'm not the girl for you.
Okay.
Just because I don't want to blow the bag on you, I literally just met you, though. That's the thing.
Well, that's what I come with.
But you still have not said nothing that you can bring to the table for a man.
Well.
What can you bring to... Name three qualities about yourself right now, real fast.
I can cook. I'm clean and healthy. I can bear children. And I have my own money.
So if you got your own money, why you asking me for mine?
Because I was taught not to date people who doesn't have the same leisures and luxuries of your own.
What do you mean? But listen, I just met you. This is what you don't understand. I literally just met you on the curb, and you didn't want to fuck with me at all. You just basically told me I wasn't your type. I'm good, this, that, and the third. Right or wrong?
Right. That was on the 2 seconds that we glanced at
exactly.
Each other.
So as soon as you seen that I had the Corvette, you switched up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think what would be best for right now is if you could just switch up and get the fuck out my car. You a fucking gold digger. You ain't even want to fuck with me until you seen what type of car I was in. That's a fact.
All right. I think I've seen enough here. You know, gold digger alert. If you see someone acting like that, run for the hills. Tell her to get out of your car because that is not going anywhere good. Someone who acts entitled and has this princess mentality, it's gonna be a no from me, and it should be a no from all of you as well. It's one thing to want nice things for yourself and to want to be with someone who has, you know, values, morals, and, you know, ideas and goals that align with yours, but to just expect someone to do things for you, it's getting out of control. I mean, some of these women just expect men to fly them out and buy them a Birkin because they're alive. It's like, I just met you. Like, he was saying he just met this girl on the street, and I don't know if this was scripted or if it's a skit or what it is. Someone tagged me in this on TikTok, so I have no backstory, I have no context, just to preface by saying that. I'm just going strictly off of what I'm seeing in this video, but what I'm seeing in this video is a nightmare. And I would never, ever, ever suggest you be with someone who acts this way and has this entitled princess mentality. Again, it's okay to have preferences and standards and to want nice things, but this is a huge red flag. Huge red flag. Immediately no. And what is up with these people thinking that just for existing, they should be getting flown out and taken out to 5-star meals and a Birkin bag? I'm working my butt off and I don't have a Birkin bag. Sheesh.
Fuck! I hate the left! I hate it so much! I am now a reactionary conservative!
Literally anytime I say something along the lines of hookup culture is misogyny wrapped up in a pink bow and rebranded as feminism, people get mad because they assume that I'm slut-shaming, when in reality, a lot of you do not want to think more critically about your decisions. Sleeping around as a woman is not a feminist act, and that is not slut-shaming, it is just the truth about sexual violence against women in the patriarchy. And it's not an individual choice either. You are socialized to want to sleep around because that is what the patriarchy tells you to do, because it benefits men more than it does women. How can you encourage hookup culture as a feminist act when you see the plethora of women who regret sleeping with men who didn't care about them, talk about their male partners not caring about their physical pleasure, or were coerced into something they didn't feel comfortable with? And this applies to queer people just in a different way. Hookup culture is bad all around. But in regards to feminism, sleeping around is not a feminist act. Stop trying to rebrand it as one.
Amen, sister. I have said this before on my channel, and I said this when I went on The Roommates too, is that hookup culture does not benefit women. And so many women get angry when I say that. And I really just want you to look at it from the point of view of, if you want a man to be loyal to you, to commit to you, and to be with you, why are you participating in hookup culture? Because that is the opposite of what you want. It's like saying you want to become an attorney, but you go to school for fashion. What you are practicing gets you to the outcome that you want. So if you want to be married, if you want to be in a committed relationship, hooking up is not doing you any favors, and it simply benefits men. Because men have realized, you know what? Marriage maybe doesn't benefit me as much, because if we get divorced, I'm gonna lose half of my stuff. I'm gonna have to pay a buttload of money in child support, and I'm gonna be screwed. So I don't wanna commit to a woman, and I just wanna sleep around. Hookup culture benefits men far more than it benefits women. And for some reason, if you say that, you're a pick me girl and you are, you know, misogynistic and all of this stuff, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. Hookup culture is harmful. I think it's harmful to men and women, but especially women. Think of all the things that you have to think about when you're a woman who participates in hookup culture. Am I going to get pregnant? Am I going to get an STD? Am I going to have a child with someone that's not going to stick around and be there for me? Am I going to develop feelings for this person and they're not going to want to be in a committed relationship with me because I'm just hooking up with them? It makes no sense. I genuinely don't understand it. And as a woman, I don't see how you could say hookup culture benefits women. It simply does not. It does not. I have some strong feelings towards hookup culture. I've done a bunch of videos about it, so if you haven't seen any of those, be sure to check them out. But genuinely, I don't think that it benefits anyone. And again, if you're a woman who's looking for a serious, committed relationship with someone, hookup culture is the last thing that you should be doing. And again, I don't care what you do with your life. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care if you slept with 5 people or 20 people. That's your life. And I'm not gonna shame you. I'm not gonna make you feel, I don't care. It's not my body, it's not my life. Why would I care what someone else is doing? All I'm saying is that it's maybe not as beneficial or good for you as you think it is. And you're training yourself to not be able to form a committed relationship with someone, or you're hooking up with someone and hoping that they change their mind and want to be in a committed relationship with you, and you're gonna get your feelings hurt and be really disappointed. That's all I'm gonna say. I think she said it best.
All right. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
How to be a fucking man in 2022. We're gonna pick up right where we left off yesterday, but some of you got a little mad about some certain things, so I need to clarify. So I said the whole, like, don't text her for 5 days. Okay, A, I was clearly joking, exaggerating, and being dramatic. But B, all I really meant is that, like, I think, quote unquote, nice guys, their biggest failure is when they just get so goddamn clingy. And, like, they don't even know me. They hung out with me one time, and they're just, like, blowing up my phone, asking me all these questions. I'm like, you don't even like me. Like, why are you acting like you care so much? So that's kind of more I meant by that with what I was saying. But yeah, just don't be forceful, okay? Don't be forcing this relationship. Like, give yourself a bit. You don't even know if you like her. So why are you gonna revolve your entire life around her when you don't even know the girl? So when you do decide to text her, you are in and out of that fucking conversation, okay? It is short, it is quick. You set up the next date. Boom, period, you're out of the conversation. Just make it short and sweet, okay? It's mysterious, but it's also kind of hot. And it's also like, he wants to see me, but like, you don't wanna be asking me all these questions. Like, if you're gonna ask me questions about my life, what I'm doing that day, like, wait till the fucking date. That's when you ask them those questions. I forgot to mention this in the other video, but especially first dates. If you order an appetizer or just like a few appetizers to share,
okay, I want to talk about it up to this point because it's kind of a long video. So the whole, like, you have to wait a certain amount of days to text her, don't. That's a stupid mind game that is not going to get you anywhere. If you want to be with someone healthy and mature, you don't have to create some diabolical plan or wait X amount of days before you text and wait till this and say this and do this. Just let the conversation flow naturally. It's okay to text a little bit. Again, if you're planning to meet up with her, You know, you can ask her questions in person. You don't have to ask her every single thing over text. It does leave, you know, a little to be desired when you don't text 24/7. I think it's okay to text a little bit, but you definitely want to leave some things to talk about on the date as well. And again, I do agree with what she said about not being clingy or forcing it. If you feel like you have to be forcing it or clingy or you're pulling teeth to get her to talk to you, it's just not it. It just really is not it, and you should not waste your time. I don't think there's any need to be clingy or to text her 24/7, but you don't have to wait a certain amount of days. I hate when people say this because it just creates a lot of confusion. And just going back to when I was dating, if I went on a date with a guy and he didn't text me for 3 days, I would just assume we're done. I would assume he doesn't like me and he doesn't want to see me any further, because going 3 days without talking to someone in this day and age is like, you're on your phone 24/7 and you're just choosing not to talk to me. Again, you don't have to be talking 24/7, but if you go 3 days without talking to me, I just assume we're done.
I want to marry you. Like, that is so hot, okay? Mm-hmm. Just sharing some appetizers, making it super chill, and it's cheaper for you men on who are balling on a budget. Like, I don't want to be eating a greasy-ass fucking burger right in front of you, having a sauce on my face on the first date, okay? Maybe the second one, just because I also have no manners. But, like, have some appetizers just to share. It's so chill, it's more casual, and you both won't feel like pressured to be like covering your mouth, like making sure you look good at all times. This one's important.
Appetizers are fine.
Spontaneous calls. I am not about that whole like texting you good morning to good night bullshit, okay? I'm not saying that you can't text me a good morning and good night every day, but like, just that routine of just like constantly being in conversation, but you're really not talking about anything stimulating. Like, no. Even though everyone's on their phone 24/7, no one's really ever answering people that quick unless you're like setting a plan like immediately, you know? Like, if a guy just texts me, good morning, how are you? What are you up to today? Doesn't really say much for the rest of the day, and then like calls me at night and tells me about his day. Like, I literally would simp so hard for you. Like, texting is so boring and you run out of shit to say so quick. So a spontaneous call of just like, hey, what are you doing? Or what are you doing later? So fucking hot. I'm out of time.
So yeah, if you don't want to be in this constant feeling like you need to talk to each other 24/7 and text all day, that's not cute. No one should have time to text me 24/7. If you do, I'm concerned. So texting in the morning, hey, hope you have a good day. And then you call her at nighttime. Love it. This is now after you've gone out with her. You don't want to be doing this if you've never met her. I think a lot of people will be weird about you calling if you've never even met before. I'm sure that, you know, the pandemic and all of that kind of changed the way people view calling and FaceTiming before you meet in person. You guys can let me know down in the comments what your experience has been with that. But if I've gone out with you a couple of times and, you know, we're texting, but we don't necessarily want to text all day because I know I'm going to see you again soon, calling me before bed or something like that can be a really great alternative to texting all day. It's a lot more spontaneous. It's more, you know, engaging for both people. I think a phone call or meeting in person is obviously way better in general than just texting all day. So definitely agree with the phone call thing. I had a couple of you actually tag me in that video. Again, agreed with some of the things she said, didn't agree with others, but generally speaking, you should be texting to set up your next plan with a girl. It's okay to text every now and then. And
this isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Do the spontaneous phone calls. And yes, I agree, ordering appetizers is a great thing to do when you're going out with someone. If you don't want to necessarily spend a ton of money on food, just get an appetizer and enjoy your time together.
I think this whole independent woman shit is a scam. Hear me out. I've been working since the age of 16, and I'm pretty successful in my professional life. But when you're so used to providing for yourself as a woman, you lose that feminine touch in you. And I think when it comes to my dating life, I've mostly attracted narcissists because of this reason. I guess because narcissists want to go for the strong, independent woman. They want something out of that relationship. Basically want to use her and manipulate her. It's an ego boost for them to manipulate such a successful woman. But when it comes to men who actually want to love you and care for you, those men don't care about how much you make, what you do, because they know that they have to provide because they are the man in the relationship, regardless of what you make. I wish I had known this sooner, but now that I do know, I'm just not really about that independent woman life. As a woman, I just want to be that nurturing spirit around a man, not any man, I mean my partner, and I want him to lead. Not saying that I can't lead, but I'm just saying that as a woman, it's not my job to provide. My job as a woman, organically, is to nurture. You can disagree if you want, but I'm just talking from experience.
I love that video, and I wish I could give that girl a hug. So I've talked about the dynamic between men and women and masculine and feminine roles within a relationship quite a bit on my channel. And, you know, I really think it comes down to finding a dynamic that works for you. What works for me might not work for the next girl. And, you know, again, finding something that works for you and your dynamic is important. And I have found that I'm the happiest and most fulfilled when I'm able to step into my feminine role, when I'm able to be supportive, encouraging, nurturing, kind, compassionate, relaxed, go with the flow, rather than being in my masculine, which is, you know, very go, 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 stressful, working 24/7. And I know that not everyone has the luxury to be relaxed and to step into their femininity a lot of the time because of the partner that they choose to be with. But I know from experience what it feels like to be with someone who makes me feel masculine versus with someone who makes me feel feminine. When I felt masculine, I was stressed, I was overwhelmed, I was not the best version of myself. I couldn't be the best me for myself or the person I was with because I didn't like the way that I felt. You know, I am able to be my most feminine self when I'm with someone who makes me feel safe and secure and taken care of. Not in the sense of you're providing all my finances and doing everything for me. That's absolutely not what's happening in my life. I buy all my own stuff. We both make money, so why would I make him pay for everything? But I know one day when I'm a mom, when I'm staying home, when I'm not working as much, I will be able to do that and not have to worry about what's going on because I'm choosing to be with someone who is a leader, who's a provider, who protects me and makes me feel safe and secure and allows me to be my most feminine self. Now, every relationship requires masculine and feminine energy. Everyone has masculine and feminine energy, but I want to be with a guy who is a leader, who can provide, who can protect and make me feel safe and secure and allows me to step into my most feminine self. When you're with someone who is cheating on you, who can't pay any bills and you're paying for everything and he's not working and you're the one working, you don't feel feminine, you feel masculine, and it's a horrible feeling. Not for me. You know, there might be women out there that like to do that and want to do that, but it's just simply not for me. So you can say what you want, but again, it comes down to finding what works for you and the dynamic of you and your partner and your relationship.
Have a 2% chance as a woman to meet a guy that is over 6 foot and makes over 100,000
between the ages of 20 and 40.
Between the ages of 20 and 40.
Wow. 2% chance as a woman to meet a man who is over 6 feet, 6 feet or up, and makes over $100,000. But yet all these girls are saying that's all they care about. You have to be over 6 feet and make six figures and whatever else they say. I think a lot of people just have really unrealistic expectations. And when you hear the percentage of people that are actually available, it becomes even more unrealistic because not only is what you're asking for unrealistic, but the stats to show for it are also proving that it's unrealistic. If every woman in the world is going for the same 2% of men between 20 and 40 that are over 6 feet and make over six figures, there's gonna be a lot of people who die alone and who end up single forever because they are picky about the dumbest things. You know, and it's okay to have standards and preferences, but I think if your standards are so high, you have to be able to provide what you require, right? Like, if your standards are high, you have to have a bunch of stuff going for you as well. But social media has made everyone think that they are entitled to the best of the best. And I know it's great to want awesome things for yourself and to go after things that you want, but I do think that there is a level of realistic thinking that needs to come into play. And as much as I, you know, as much as I love positivity and wanting the best for yourself, we gotta be a little bit more realistic, right? Because if there's only 2% of men between the ages of 20 and 40 who are over 6 feet and making over six figures, well, then you either have to be in the top percent of women that those men would want to be with, or you gotta get a little bit more realistic about your standards and your preferences. And your standards shouldn't even have anything to do with the amount someone's making or how tall they are. If those are what your standards are, I don't want to be with you. Quite frankly. So, nuts. All these crazy people out here. Toxic tips for girls. If a guy says, I'm not looking for anything right now, say, oh, I am, but you're not really the type of guy I'd date. And just like that, you'll have him chasing. Don't. Just don't. Because I don't want to be with someone who would be chasing me if I said that. And why are we playing all of these stupid games? I feel like I say the same thing in every TikTok reaction video because there's always some, how do I say this in a graceful way? Not so great person giving not so great advice to the young generation of people. And this is why the problem continues to continue, because you have really bad advice like this that young girls are listening to and young men are listening to, and then it creates all of these unnecessary games and a bunch of unhealthy people who are addicted to chaos and drama. A healthy and mature person would reply to this and say, okay, goodbye. Like, I'm not gonna chase you if you say that you don't want to date me. We should not be saying things to make people feel bad. We should not be saying things to hurt people intentionally. And all of these toxic, crazy mind games are getting really old. And I'm very thankful that I'm engaged, because if I was dating these days and someone said this to me, I mean, it's so common, I feel like. You know, my rule of thumb is if a TikTok or video or anything starts off by saying toxic on it, like toxic tips, don't listen to what it's saying. So again, guys, I've said it a million times, and I think every TikTok video I've done, can we be mature and healthy adults and not do all this nonsense?
So if you were to ask a girl what their type was and a guy, how do you think a girl would describe the perfect guy?
Tall, blonde, long hair, and muscly. Today's world, it's gotta be tall.
Yeah. Tall. Okay.
Oh, wait. Long hair. You gotta have long hair, like this guy.
Probably pretty tall. Girls like that.
Tall. Girls are always looking for tall guys.
This is so funny.
Tall, and then I guess with long money. Girls love the six pack.
Tall, ripped, and rich.
Yeah, that's it.
Tall, ripped, and rich.
Girls would be like, oh, I want a hot bod. Yeah. Or other girls would be like, I want a big brain, you know?
I would say the stereotype is someone who's strong, for sure. Fit, at least 6 feet tall, and successful.
That's 6 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you describe the perfect boy?
They have to be respectful and super nice, and like will do anything for me if I do the same for them. And it's kind of
like, I don't know, like when they can like banter with me and actually like hold up the conversation and feel like they're not just giving me the leeway, then I'm like, oh yeah, that's great.
We can just talk and talk and not run out of things to say. And someone who I can just be myself around.
Sweet.
Oh, outgoing, funny, caring, smart. Looks-wise, tall, preferably brunette, brown eyes. Yeah.
He has to be funny. Yeah, and he has to be respectful. That's like the bare minimum for me. And then just, as long as he's taller than me.
Intellect and like emotional availability and stuff like that is what like I think makes a perfect guy.
Well, I want someone who's very driven, and also I guess I want someone who's like a little taller than me, but I guess like that's like, kind of like my only thing, you know? Yeah. I want someone who's smart, someone who knows how to work hard, someone who knows how to treat me right.
That's so funny. All of the guys said pretty much the same exact thing. And I'm sure that that's based off of their own experience and what they see online. And then I do sometimes think that girls have a tendency to say what sounds good or what they think that guys want to hear. However, I do think there are a lot of things that men don't consider when it comes to what attracts a woman. You know, there are always the women who say things like, I'm not gonna date a man unless he's over 6 feet and makes six figures and has all this and drives a nice car. Like, there are always going to be women like that. There are gold diggers out there. There are women who are very superficial and surface level, and I would not recommend going for girls like that. But really, there are so many girls that want someone who is funny, who they get along with, they're compatible with, who has values and, you know, ideas that align with hers. And it's not all about what a guy has physically necessarily. You know, being over 6 feet and being handsome and attractive and dressing well and looking a certain way might, you know, help with initial attraction, but those things aren't going to keep someone around or make for a good relationship, right? And I think as you get older, you realize that a lot more. There's a big difference between initial attraction and then long-term attraction and what's going to keep someone around. And you have to have more going for you than just being 6 feet and making money. You know, everyone has standards and preferences. We are all different. We're all into different things, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever. So don't get too caught up in what you see online and all these girls who are saying, I want someone over 6 feet that makes six figures and da-da-da, because chances are they aren't being what they want to attract either. And, you know, it's very easy to have a checklist of things that you want in another person, but when it comes to also being what you want to attract and being someone that those people would want to be with, people tend to fall short when it comes to that. So be what you want to attract, be the best that you can be, and you'll be good to go. We all know there are people out there that have incredibly unrealistic standards, so to that I would say good luck. And I've done plenty of videos on what women look for in a guy, and I promise you it goes farther than just how tall you are and how much money you make. Again, of course there are girls that are just focused on those things, but are those really the girls that you would want to be with? Probably not. All right, guys, that is all I have for this TikTok reaction video. If you liked it or found it helpful, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. If there's any TikTok or YouTube videos that you guys want me to react to, please let me know in the comments or feel free to send them my way. Always love getting feedback from all of you and content to react to. So if you haven't already, be sure to follow me over on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys over on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.